This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We've got a series going with Jim Fallows, the national correspondent for The Atlantic, and his wife, Deb. Them going around the country in their small plane with us joining en route from time to time, trying to get a sense of what America and the American economy look like right now. We're calling it American Future.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Zero-bolt approach, Cirrus 435 Sierra Romeo. Got Tango for landing.
Today, though, no plane required. We're only going about an hour's drive east of Los Angeles, Redlands, California, Jim Fallows' hometown.
Mr. Fallows, I will tell you, could not have picked a better spot.
My parents had great foresight in choosing this as the place to raise their family, but it's a great place.
Redlands was, at one point, the naval orange-growing capital of the world. Today, just a small fraction of the old groves are still here, plowed under for homes and development, of course. But that is not the end of the orange in Redlands.
The story people tell themselves here is how lucky they are to have all the fruits of the generations of people who've planted groves, who've built parks. And so it's up to them both to be aware of that and to make the investment for the next generation. So they feel the kind of local patriotism we found in a lot of otherwise very different cities.
Here's another way to think about that. Redlands is using its past, its orange groves, to build its future. A future that can be found, funnily enough, in beer.
Oh, smell that.
Yeah.
So there's some yeast. Also, what is it? Is there orange in the air? Do I smell orangeness?
Maybe it comes from these hundreds of thousands of oranges in front of us.
Hangar 24, one of the fastest growing craft breweries in the country, widely known, as it happens, for its orange wheat beer. Ben Cook founded the brewery, and he owns it.
They're brewing orange wheat as we speak, yeah.
I think I'm opposed to orange wheat. I'm just saying.
But it's your flagship beer, right?
Flagship beer, yeah. It's 65 to 70% of all of our production.
No way.
Jeez. Yep.
Really?
Yep.
The oranges Ben uses are all local. Most of them come from within 5 miles of where we're standing.
They're almost like clementines.
Jim and I are in an orange grove on the south side of town.
Mm. That's pretty good, though.
Thousands of trees crammed into 23 acres right along a railroad. Owned by a guy named Bob Knight. Born here, went away to have a career, then came home to grow oranges, just like his great-granddad did.
It's a mixture of navel oranges and Valencia oranges.
Do you, by any chance, sell to Hangar 24 in that orange wheat beer that they make?
Yes, we do. And that gives me the biggest, most valuable bragging rights here in Redlands to be able to say I grow the oranges for Hangar 24.
Do you get beer in trade? If you give him oranges, he gives you beer or no?
You know, just for those bragging rights, don't tell him this, but I would give him the oranges.
And what's the scale of the oranges you sell them now?
Yeah.
Like how many?
When Ben first called up, he said, could we get as much as 6 boxes? I said, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
so last week, they order weekly. Last week, they ordered 176. So they're one of our biggest customers.
Wow. Yeah. So I'm curious. One of my earliest jobs was picking oranges in a grove like this. And I know that it was really, really difficult work. Is the work itself, is it any different? The climbing up in the tree, is there any mechanization or advance or just the same basic work as it's always been?
Isn't that incredible? It's exactly the same.
Wow.
You're still, you know, hauling oranges up and down this ladder, you know, as much as 20 feet, carrying these bags that can carry 50, 60 pounds of oranges up and down.
What do you do when a tree gets really old? How do you know when it's done?
Well, we haven't run into that yet. The older the tree, the smaller the orange.
Yeah.
The older the tree, the sweeter the orange.
So what do you do with your small oranges?
We sell them to school districts.
Do you really?
Yeah, school districts want smaller oranges anyway.
Did you call up LAUSD and say, I got a bunch of small, sweet oranges,
yeah.
Basically?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oranges are the thing around here, right? I mean, they're on the city seal, I think, right? Orange blossoms and stuff?
Yeah, they
are. Do you get a lot of support from the city? Is the city invested in you the way you're invested in the city?
The orange industry for the city of Redlands is actually, from an economic or financial point of view, minute.
Huh.
But from a heart share point of view, it's huge.
Heart share? That's a good phrase.
It's huge. It's absolutely huge. The people in the city of Redlands, you know, it's part of this culture we have. That is our, you know, that is our touchstone.
Oranges are right at the heart of what Redlands is using to get people to live here. They are the brand of the place. They're on street signs. They're on murals around downtown. Every so often, you see a little orange stand on street corners. And even though a lot of the groves are gone, there is still one packing plant right in the middle of town. Manuel Martinez runs it.
We'll start from the beginning, and then we follow the fruit.
This is just barrels and bins full of oranges.
Oh, yeah. Then that's only one small part.
Yeah, clearly. I'm wow.
Besides the oranges everywhere, obviously, there are pulleys and belts and vacuum packing machines. It's all kind of Rube Goldberg looking, truth be told. Oranges are sorted by cameras to decide whether they're better for juice or for grocery stores. We've got a pretty cool video, by the way, of that whole sequence from sorting to barcode sticker. It's at marketplace.org. But the point is that from here in a corner of Southern California, oranges go out to Hong Kong and Japan and grocery stores across this country. But still, it's not an easy industry.
So is the orange business getting better or getting worse?
It's getting tougher and tougher every year.
Why is that?
Well, because they've taken a lot of the trees out and built their warehouses. And that's the reason why now we're going all the way from Bakersfield to Arizona looking for navels and Valencias.
So the demand is still there, but the supply is harder to find?
That demand is there, but the supply, yes.
Oranges aren't the economic driver in Redlands, of course, but they are what helps make this slice of the American economy work. I did wind up trying that Hangar 24 orange beer, by the way. It's, vaguely straw-colored, not much of a head. It smells like a beer. You know what? Wasn't so bad. Our series with Jim and Deb Fallows and The Atlantic is called American Futures. We've got maps, a link to Jim's blog, and today that video from the packing plant and a quiz about the Redlands economy. Check it all out at marketplace.org. And while you're there, drop us a line. Tell us where you think we ought to go next.